Good Arab Shabbos to everybody, and Chodesh Tov. We're up to Ms. Markuf Lamed Hey, which is sort of the antecedent to the Hallel Hagadol, which of course has the refrain, and we'll talk about this on Sunday, of Ki Ve'olam Chasdo. But according to one opinion, the Gemara itself from the Hallel Hagadol actually begins in this Mizmor, when the Pasuk declares that Hashem chose the Jewish people. And that selection itself constitutes, again according to this view, Ki Yaakov Bechar Lo Ya Yisrael Iskulato, really the beginning of our praise of Hashem. And I think the point is very important. A lot of different ways to praise Hashem, in particular in the first half of Mizmor Kof Lamed Vav, which actually is the Hallel Hagadol. So we talk about God as the Elokei Elokim, Adonai Adonim, Moser Shemayim Va'aretz, Roka Ha'aretz Al Hamayim. We talk about God in his capacity as a transcendent creator. But before that, right, and this is, again, especially highlighted by the view of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that Hallel Hagadol begins, Mi Yaakov Bachar Lo Yah, Yisrael is Gulato, that the way that we praise Hashem is for his intimacy, his closeness with us, the way that he is so deeply connected to us. And of course, the contrast is with what we find in the continuation of the Mizmor, Shehika Bechori Mitzrayim, Yadam Ad Be'ima, right, that Hashem was looking out for us, Shalachoto, Demokim, Beotochem, Mitzrayim, Faro, Bechol Abadab, Shehika Gayim Rabim, Ve'arag Malachim Atzumim, that he's doing all of these things. He's doing them not just as an abstract manifestation of his power, but he's doing them for us because he knows that our lives and our well-being depend on it. The Sichon Melech Ha'omori, the Og Melech Ha'bashan, Uchamam, Uchot Kenan, So again, the point here is very clear that God isn't just doing these things in a manifestation of his power, but he's doing these things on behalf of his beloved, on behalf of the Jewish people. Skipping down just a few psukim, more of same, Ki Adin Adonai Amo, his nation, Ve'al Abadav Yitnecham, that God will be able to change course on behalf of his people. And that is all meant to be understood as a profound distinction between the way that God relates to us, the intimacy that we have with him, and, of course, the way that the nations of the world interact with their gods, quote-unquote, right? So they're impressive in the superficial sense. They're kesev, they're zav, they're very fancy. But, you know, when you dig a little bit deeper, there's nothing there. They can't possibly hear the cries of their constituents because they don't have ears. And so what's really fascinating is that the point of this Mizmor seems to be that our selection, Hashem's choosing of us, that's the ultimate halal, that's the ultimate praise we can give Hashem. Because when you say that somebody is somebody's father, somebody is somebody's brother, somebody is somebody's grandfather, somebody is somebody's, you know, protector, so then you know that everything that that person does is going to be very much motivated by the intimate relationship that exists. Whereas when it comes to the nations of the world and their relationship with their gods, quote unquote, right, their gods can't possibly be there for them. So, you know, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, if you want to know where the Hallel Hagadol begins, it's with the idea that not just that he's powerful, he's the Elokei Elokim, not just that he's the Adonai Adonim, not just that he's able to defeat great armies and do wonders in terms of the cosmos, but the fact that he does all of these things, he does them for us, not because he has to prove anything to anybody, but that he's looking out for us. And in terms of our ability to provide halal, much greater than our ability to provide some abstract halal, to abstract reflections on God's greatness, is our ability to provide the halal of intimacy. Ki Yaakov Bachar Lo Yah, Yisrael Iskulato, that he's chosen us. And the fact that he's chosen us is, of course, the impetus. It's the motivating factor for all of the things that he does on our account, the way that he cares for us, whether it's by defeating Paro and Mitzrayim, whether it's by defeating Sihon and Og, whether it's by giving us the land of Israel. So again, halal can be given in abstract terms and cosmic terms, but the ultimate halal is to speak from a personal level. Ba'i la'oduye l'shibuche. Our obligation is to give thanks and to give praise for all that he has done for us. Wishing everybody a Chodesh Tov and a good Shabbos.